but loud. Well, New York Fashion Week ends with Midwest housecoats and Crocs sweeping the runways. Well, you're bemused at least. What do you know?
Not much, you.
Live from Ames, Iowa to Pensacola, Florida, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulian on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, rocker Freddy Johnston, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who don't want no fingerprint read, it's Michael Feldman.
Is that how they speak in Canada? I don't get it. Thank you very much. Voyager 1 spacecraft leaves solar system, does not look back. 36 years of separation anxiety is enough, I think. It will be carrying, of course, a copy of the Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever to the Andromeda Galaxy, so we'll see how that plays there. Pardon me. The New Jersey shore officials are thinking about a concrete walk this time. Or how about this? Free tickets on United, but it's still United, you know. New iPhone 5s will need a butt print reader to make butt calls. If you think about it. The Android phones already have responded to the iPhone fingerprint reader with a cheek swapper. Android! With the U.S. slipping to 17th in happiness behind Mexico, foot traffic over the Rio Grande reverses. And Duffer, President Obama, takes a mulligan on his Syria speech. It's a do-over. Proving the road to Damascus is easy to fall off or on your ass, basically. Vladimir Putin gets his own comic strip in the New York Times funny pages, right below Snuffy Smith. President Obama cancels the congressional picnic, but the three-legged race is still on. Returning from North Korea, Dennis Rodman lets slip that Kim Jong-un's daughter is named We Too Low. Let's see, ratings show the president's speech, So You Think You Can Govern, losing to So You Think You Can Dance. I don't know what the bell was. Sound effects, always good in these situations. Relatives say the 107-year-old shot by police in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, had 106 very good years. Diana Nyad may have been the oldest swimmer ever towed from Cuba to Florida. Humor. You don't react that way to humor, or then it's not humor. I should not tell you that. A starving artist's couch painting turns out to be a Van Gogh. Very nice. Okay. Right, I'll take that out then, if you feel that way about it. Starving artist. At the mall, you know, starving artist. One of them was bound to be Van Gogh eventually. The Syrian Electronic Army changed the president's speech as he was making it. That's what happened there. They hacked the teleprompter. Are we having a seance, or what is going on? We conjure Shecky Green, maybe we can bring Shecky Green back. Oh, let's see. Testicle size is now a fit topic for casual conversation. So talk among yourselves if you care to. Miss Kansas. Did you see this? Miss Kansas? Okay, never mind. Miss Kansas sports the first tattoo in the Miss America pageant, but will probably regret it by the time she's Mrs. Kansas. Or Granny Kansas, for sure. Putin may win the Peace Prize just so he won't cop it from somebody else. You know him. Grabby, grabby. The scooter store is shut down just as I may qualify for a Medicare discount. So close. Montana's Lieutenant Governor John Walsh mistakenly likes a Facebook cleavage page, thinking it to be the Grand Tetons. That can happen, really. Okay. We're almost through this. You're really putting up. I appreciate your putting up with it. First Lady Michelle Obama fruitlessly looks for water in Watertown, Wisconsin, which was actually named after Ethel Waters. It has nothing to do with water. So, the nearest water is actually in Lake Mills, so it doesn't read as good. Reading that men need estrogen, I took some, and my belly went straight to my thighs. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. Went straight to my thighs. That's all the news. That is it. Thank you so much. That was fun. We got to do that again sometime. Gosh. Holy cow.